The pathway was lit with torches of white flame as golden roots grew along the white stone wall and entwined into each other. The pathway turned sharply, and against the curved wall was a terrified young Alvius.
Ah, Alvius.
Closer.
What's going on? Oh, and you met Alvius. Lovely lad. He made me this axe. Oh, and his mom's the tree.
What?
Blood began to flow from around the corner.
Let me look.
Emil took out his sword and slid it around the corner. The blade reflected into the adjacent hall. The corpses of four elves covered the floor, and the fifth was hanging from the long curved blade of a warrior. A warrior clad in exotic armor. His helmet covered his features with a black void. His breastplate appeared to be adorned in a strange language, and an aura of malice emitted from him. The warrior dropped the elf onto the cobblestone ground and sheathed the enormous blade.
How's it look?
Bad.
What was that?
On the far end of the other room, a black-skinned elf stepped out from behind a set of golden doors.
A drow?
A drow?
A drow. Midnight black skin. Short, frost-white hair. His black and silver coat hung down to his ankles. On his left side, a gray burn went from just under his mouth to being hidden under the coat. Three figures wrapped in burlap robes stood behind him.
That's enough.
Fine.
Come with me. You three. Do as you must.
The hooded men reached into the wounds of the elves. They began to move the entrails of the guards, and then swiftly remove their hearts.
Taking the hearts?
I've read drow do that in dark magic rituals.
Okay, only three of them. If we use surprise, we can...
Thimbus swung his green axe into a hooded man, swiftly removing his top jaw from his bottom jaw.
Or that.
Gods, I love this thing.
Emil threw his sword into the chest of another cloaked man, striking him down, instantly.
Cicero Tactus, then!
Frost flew from Keelan's fingertips into the chest of the final man, the hooded man clutching his chest before collapsing.
Were these drow?
Emil pulled back the man's hood to reveal a silver mask.
Do they all have these?
Mine does.
Mine... did. Didn't that guy when we found Nuggy have a mask like this?
Similar. More detail from what I remember.
Alright, let's have a look.
Ow!
The mask began to dissolve the head of the corpse.
That's no good.
Should we go in there?
The roots led to behind the two golden doors. Keelan pressed his ear against it.
I can't hear anything.
Open it. Slowly.
Come see this.
Dozens of hooded figures crowded around the golden roots growing from a sarcophagus. And right in front of them was a drow, moving his hands slowly, and as the roots untangled, something shines dimly from within them.
Okay, that's strange.
Let me see. Whoa! Oh, shit.
Take care of him.
Thimbus's shoulder was introduced to a small dagger.
Ow, what the hell?
Get up and fight!
Get back.
They're everywhere.
A horde of hooded men swarmed the entrance and crowded around Thimbus, blades clad in hand.
Get off of me!
Thimbus swung in a spiral, slicing through the crowd around him, sending a vortex of blood splattering across the wall. Alvius rushed into the room of roots and grabbed a dagger from off the ground.
Stop them!
Before a moment passed, our heroes found themselves surrounded. Daggers, hatchets, sickles, and scythes, stained in blood and—
Enough!
The king stood in the doorway, wearing only silk trousers, barefoot and bare-chested. In the center of his torso was an old violet and crimson wound, stretched in twisted flesh, not healed well. His spear of black and gold, almost 7 feet long.
Kill him!
The warrior unsheathed his great curved blade and lunged towards the king as the king ran towards the warrior. An unlucky hooded man between them was eviscerated between clashing blades.
Stop the drow!
Emil grasped his sword, and the blade began to glow dimly. Emil slashed at the horde with his luminous blade. They remained untouched.
That usually scares them.
I'll get the crowd. You two get the elf thing.
On it!
Keelan moved his hand in a circular motion as a pool of foul yellowish-green fluid formed in his palm, only to rise in a contained bubble, then flicked it to the drow, splattering across the back of his black coat. The drow turned to Keelan, cocked an eyebrow, and returned to his work.
I don't think the poison worked!
No shit.
Alvius gripped his dagger and lunged towards the drow.
Get away!
Alvius lifted the blade and slashed at the drow. He reached into the roots to try and hold for balance. The drow placed a palm onto Alvius's chest, launching him back 10 feet into the stone wall as the golden roots began to disintegrate rapidly.
Alvius!
The warrior's blade sliced into the king's chest swiftly. Blood poured from the wound as a silence overtook the crypt.
Dad?
I'm sorry.
The drow held a look of unmistakable empathy as he looked to the young Alvius.
We're done here. Quickly, before more of them arrive.
The drow placed a hand on the stone wall as the last few strands of gold unraveled. A circle carved itself into the stone. Runes spiraled around the edge until it opened into a blue vortex. The warrior flicked the blood of the slain king onto the ground before exiting into the portal.
Someone stop them!
The crowd of hooded figures piled into the circle. As Emil slung his sword into the drow, the elf narrowly dodged the strike and passed into the blue void, sealing it behind him as the engraved circle disappeared. The crypt had several pools of blood spreading from each of the hooded corpses. The air smelled of copper and ash. The young Alvius leaned upon the wall, clutching a small object against his chest, staring motionless at his father's still body.
The hell just happened?
The king's aide, Elion, stood in the doorway with an ensemble of elves armed with long spears.
Gods almighty, what have you done?
It was a drow? And these men? And...
Clonovius!
Oh, no.
He's gone.
It wasn't them. It wasn't them. It was the ones in the hoods. Nah, it's...
Alvius, leave.
Bastard!
I'll deal with him later. You. What have you done?
Your king was just murdered, and you seem...
I knew this would happen the moment you arrived. Speak now. Or we kill you all.
It was a drow and a legion of these men.
Helion, se alasayo.
The guard had stripped away the blood-stained robes of the corpse to reveal a rune carved into the man's chest. An X with a line through the center. Circles in between each line.
Ildor.
What?
Wasn't that on the door when we got Nuggy?
Leave, all of you. I'll open the gate. You'll leave before sunrise.
Excuse me?
You hired me, half-breed. Leave.
We will. But we need more time. Give us until sundown tomorrow, please.
And why would I do that?
Because there were dozens of these men, and if we hadn't contained it, then they may have attacked your island and killed many more. We will leave at sundown.
Fine. But you do not enter the temple. You do not socialize with the others in the city, and you leave once the gate is open.
I'm going to go check on Alvius.
I'll go talk to Sarah.
I guess I'll pack up my books.
Saren, we need to talk.
Emil, what's the problem?
The king is dead, and we have to leave tomorrow before sundown.
What?
Alvius?
The young Alvius quickly grabbed the blades and axes from the walls, then wrapped them in silk rags, sitting them in a bag on the ground.
Do your men need weapons? They can have these, and all the ones for the walls and all the spears. Just let me get my tools and we can leave.
Slow down. What?
I'm coming with you. I've got nothing here.
Well, I'm sure Sarin won't mind, especially if you give us weapons.
And I have this.
What is... Whoa.
Damn it! months of planning, years of work to get this contract. Wasted.
It's okay, Saren.
No, it isn't. It never will be. I enlisted in the Oaken military when I was 16. I've done nothing but fight since then. I thought maybe this would be enough to settle. If we fulfilled this contract, maybe I could use my pay to buy a plot of land, meet a girl, and raise a family. But now I know that'll never happen. Maybe I could sell the map to some...
Enough. You'll be fine, Saren. You'll get your land and your girl. It may just take a bit more time.
Is this what I...
Yes, it is.
Alvius held what appeared to be a wooden heart, radiating with golden light.
And you're giving this to us?
Yes, sir. Yes, I am.
That means we won.
Why did you let them leave? We could have gotten both the heir and the tree. Stop that laughing! We failed!
No. We just won.
Hi, I'm Soup. I portray the narrator, and the deep-voiced warrior. Nazaria is based off the homebrew Dungeons & Dragons game that was created by me. Thimbus was created and portrayed by Barkley Brown. Keelan was portrayed by Kit Harrison, but created by Moose. Saren, Alvius, and the Drow were portrayed by Kellis and Forrester. Emil and Clenovius were portrayed by Clark the Bear Angel. Elion was portrayed by Sir Wilhelm. Art for this episode was supplied by DrewZ92. You can find his Fiverr link in the description. Ambience and sound effects were supplied using Sirenscape, and background music was supplied using Dark Fantasy Studio. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks.